somewhere. Why the look? Here, have a Coke. I'm glad you came tonight. But you're not, right?
I honestly don't know. This Jesus thing has got me. I cannot get my mind straight. What's it all about, anyhow?
Jesus is a clue that God is really trying to reach us. When we're confronted with him, a light begins to dawn. The experience has begun.
Thank you. I'm sure that most of us have had somewhat the experience of Skip. I know that I've had that experience. I remember when I was a freshman and sophomore in college, I really struggled about the concept of God and what life is all about. And I came to the place where I said to God, if there was a God in my mind, I said, God, if you're up there, I'll give you 1 year to prove to me that you're real. And in effect, I was saying, what's it all about? That's what Skip was struggling with. He worked on this concept of God. He heard of Jesus, but this Jesus stuff and Sunday school stuff just turned him off. And he had no concept of where he was headed and what he was doing. And yet he came to the place eventually where he realized that the man with sandals was more than a man with sandals. He was more than a non-prejudiced man. He was more than a good teacher and a worldly philosopher. He was the one who had come in flesh, the very Son of God himself indeed. Perhaps there are those here tonight, it would not surprise me at all, perhaps there are many of us, who still at times have some of these same kinds of struggles in regard to what is life all about? Where are we going anyway? What is the future? Is there more than just today to live for? And what are we struggling with? And perhaps this sometimes is true of us who have trusted Jesus Christ as personal Savior. We have accepted him. We have seen him as God. And yet there seems to be at times other values which come into our lives which maybe seem to overtake and overthrow the real concept of what God means to us and what life is all about with all of its eternal values as well. And then perhaps tonight there might be those of you or some of you who have never really come to grips with the question of what Jesus Christ has done upon the cross of Calvary for you. Maybe you've never considered it very much. Perhaps you've struggled with it a little and never found a real answer to your struggle. Well, we trust that you will believe us when we say that we are here tonight to be helpful to persons. And we trust that if you're struggling with some of these concepts, that you would seek out one of us. Perhaps want to talk to me. I'd be waiting up here, and maybe some of the young people from the college will be here too. And we'd be more than happy just to talk with any of you about any kind of spiritual struggle or problem which you might be facing. This is the real purpose of such a musical as this, to focus upon ourselves the question, what's it all about? And those of you who have trusted Jesus Christ as personal Savior already, don't think for a moment that we still don't have to deal with that question. We do. What's this week about for us, this month, this year, and next year? Why has God placed us here and given us the privilege of knowing him as personal Savior? And then, of course, if the Holy Spirit of God has been speaking to someone's heart who has never really recognized that Christ has come into the world to save sinners, it's our prayer and our desire that tonight you come to grips with that great question of why God has given his Son for you, and that you trust him as your own eternal Savior and Lord, so that you can have eternal life throughout eternity. We thank you for coming. We trust that if we can be of any help to any of you at any time, that you'd be very free to call upon us and come and see us. We're here to be of service. Our refreshments are in the cafeteria area, and just go through the back door and come out this door, and we trust that you will stay around and get acquainted with one another. We're thankful that you've come, and we trust that this has been a meaningful and enjoyable evening for all of you. You're dismissed.
Three, four, five. Deliver on your first of all advertising.